Dear Rabbi Leff, I was wondering what the halacha is regarding buying and selling on the internet with regards to the laws of Shabbos. Is one allowed to own an online company that would allow people to purchase things even on Shabbos, or would they have to shut down their website on Shabbos? Is it a problem if the seller uses the buy it now option, such as on eBay, and someone happened to purchase it on Shabbos? Thanks. Anonymous from Los Angeles, California. Okay, this is a very complicated issue, and there are quite a few issues that have to be addressed. One is affecting acts of acquisition on Shabbos, whether the actual acquisition takes place on Shabbos or not. Most of the time, something that is ordered on Shabbos or whatever, really the acquisition doesn't take place on Shabbos, but not till the next day. Another problem is taking profit from something generated on Shabbos. And here also, usually the profits are not just from what is done on Shabbos, but includes many other expenses or whatever, and there are therefore leniencies in that. And also, lifnei iver, causing people to sin, that they should be able to buy things on Shabbos. For the most part, many poskim compare this to the shaila of having a vending machine in a public place where people can buy things even on Shabbos. You don't have to take away the vending machine or close it down. And there are various reasons why that is permissible, and internet online companies in many ways are similar to that. You should ask a shaila specifically on how your online company functions. Give the Rav that you are asking the question to all of the specific details that are relevant to your company, and he'll give you guidelines as to what things you need to worry about, and when you need to shut that website down, and when, under most circumstances, probably you do not have to shut the website down, and can leave it open even on Shabbos. Yontif, especially in Chutzlars, where there's 2 days Yontif, could present different problems. Again, ask the details, give the details to a Rav, and follow his guidance.